This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This sounds crazy, but Kobe spoke this. He spoke this. He used to say all the time, I want to die young.
And really?
I thought he was crazy. He used to say, I want to die young. I want to be immortalized. And, you know, I want to have my career be better than Michael Jordan, and I want to die young. And I just thought he was just so crazy for saying that.
That's Tracy McGrady saying that Kobe Bryant wanted to die young. This is Mike, who I think would like to talk to you, Wiggy, about your lead this morning at the start of the show, which was that the NBA needs to retire number 24 immediately. This is Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey,
Wiggy, look, I understand the sentiment. You know, I think it's a good, I think it's admirable what the Mavericks are doing, but you know, if Kobe Bryant was alive, you're not thinking about retiring his jersey league wide because he didn't have such an overall, like, societal, historical, cultural impact on the NBA the way that, say, someone like Bill Russell did or Michael Jordan did. I think if you retired Michael Jordan's number throughout the league, I think that would be that would make more sense. I think the NBA is going to do a lot right by Kobe, but I've seen petitions to have his jersey retired throughout the league. I've seen petitions to have him change the logo. Again, something I think that would be reserved more for Michael, Magic, Larry, guys like that. The NBA needs to definitely do something right by Kobe league-wide, whether it's like a year-long celebration or something, or maybe at the All-Star game, make both teams wear 8-24, as Chris Mannix suggested last week. But, you know, I get it. You're thinking with your heart right now. I just don't think that's the proper way. Again, I'm not – it's not a disrespectful disagreement. I just think that there's a different way you can go about showing respect for Kobe and what he meant to the Lakers and the NBA throughout his career. I just don't think that he was that guy, like I said, like a Bill Russell, a Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Matt Johnson, where, like, he completely changed the course of history of NBA basketball. But, I mean, again, it's you're thinking with your heart. You appreciate it. It's a very nice gesture. I just disagree with you on this one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of it's my heart, but also some of it's my head. When you think about it, most athletes that have their numbers retired, like a guy like Jackie Robinson, usually comes after their death, right? That's when you start reflecting on them as what they meant to the sport, what they meant to the game, what they meant to people. So that's what you have to do when you're looking at somebody who's passed on and you start to say, okay, what's the proper way to symbolize this person, what they've done?
But what did Kobe Bryant do?
I'm going to tell you.
I mean this with all respect. Mm-hmm. What did he do to change the game of basketball?
Well, it's not about changing the game. It's about when you think about retiring people's numbers, it's about what they did to touch people's lives on a global level, right? Through sports, right? How they were able to impact the sport as far as their performance on the court or on the field or whatever we've seen. And it's more than just the impact of what we know of Kobe Bryant as a basketball player and some of the lives that we heard from one caller, but there are, you know, think about all these guys that are playing now who were impacted by Kobe Bryant as a basketball player.
But you could say that same thing. If you look back at Magic and Bird, who essentially are credited with saving the NBA or bringing the – you could look at a significant amount of players who were – motivated by those two when it came to playing basketball and to getting into the NBA. It's the same thing.
Well, Jordan. I agree with you on the Magic, the Bird, and a lot of players, but there are just some guys that take it to another level. There are just some guys, when you think about it, they're just on another level, and I think Jordan's one of those guys. I think Kobe is on another level when you compare him to Magic and Bird about his global touch on the world when you're thinking about him as a basketball player. Jordan did it because of his sneakers. Kobe is doing it a lot with his sneakers as well. Bird and Magic never really were that sneaker impact in, sports. Think about
it. This is such a 2020 opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sneakers.
But it is. Think about this. I'm going to tell you.
Fashion. You're talking about a fashion impact.
It's not a fashion impact.
What about the E. Brown? He had the pumps.
That was part of it. When I was, 11 years old, I'll never forget. It was 1985, and I never forget the Jordan commercial where he's on the playground. They roll out the basketball, and he kind of kicks it up to himself. It was for Jordan 1 sneakers, and, he dunks it, and you're like, man. And as a kid who was a basketball fan, it was about the sneakers that he wore. And it's no different when they came out with you choose your weapons, when it was the Converse. But that's the thing that you look at with a lot of these guys that have really, been able to make an impact. It's more than just basketball.
Here's a text that says, Wiggy, you can't possibly be comparing Kobe Bryant to Jackie Robinson.
But I'm not comparing them. Who said I'm comparing them?
These texters are saying that you were just comparing the man who broke the color barrier in baseball to
a great basketball player. Retired Jackie Robinson's number when they passed away. And generally, when you retire somebody's number, it's after they pass on. There's no comparison. I know what Jackie Robinson did, but he grew up in that time. You don't think if Kobe Bryant grew up in the era of civil rights, he wouldn't be a guy that maybe would be on the forefront of...
Well, Bill Russell was that guy.
Right.
For the NBA. Why not retire his number?
That's the era that, that Bill Russell played in. And I said there's only a handful of guys that I would make this for. Bill Russell would be potentially one of those players.
Now, I think we're 48 hours since Kobe's death, so I don't know if Danielle's rules of engagement, I'm even allowed to bring this up. But what's the NBA backlash from groups due to the rape case if they retire Kobe's jersey? Don't you think they're going to take some heat for that? And I don't think they're going to want to go down that road.
If you really want to go down the road of the whole rape case and that, you could go down that, and he was never convicted on that charge.
Correct.
It went to court. It was thrown out.
Settle with the girl, and he did offer an apology.
Right. But we also know
he said that he believed it was consensual.
Right.
But he
acknowledged that she did not view it that way.
He understood. Yeah, he acknowledged that she did not view it that way.
Well, he understood that she didn't say no about the situation. He also said that she was free to leave at any time. And then we also, when you go back and look at it, she was dealing with a lot of stuff mentally. We know she had several semen and...
Oh, Jesus.
But it was, if you really...
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
But if you're really going to look at the case,
sure.
We know there was something happened. Correct. In that situation,
right?
It just depends on whether or not you like Kobe or you don't like him. Because if you don't like him, you're going to say he did something. If you did like him, you're going to go, it was consensual and there was some other things.
But just like smart business decision by the NBA, I mean, there are people who don't like him, and that's obvious. So that's from a business point of view.
But there's also, you could say that about Jordan and his whole gambling thing, and that was
you can't compare those.
Well, I'm not, what you're saying about people who've had maybe black marks on their background.
Texter wants to know if you're being forced to say this.
No.
And I can tell you wholeheartedly,
no.
He comes up with this stuff on his own. At 6 a.m. during the lead, he comes up with this stuff on his own. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
So I've been thinking about this a lot because I really do think that something needs to be done to show a higher level of respect for Kobe because of what he meant to basketball and the tragedy that needs to be recognized. But, I had an issue with the NHL retiring Gretzky's number, and he's considered the GOAT of hockey, right?
Yes.
I love Tom Brady. I love him. I think he's the greatest athlete in the history of sports for what he's done. but I could never see them doing that for Tom Brady. You know, there's only one person that I believe that honor should be reserved for, and that's Jackie Robinson, because he did way more than just, he was just way more than just an athlete. He was a civil rights hero. I mean, what Jackie Robinson did is far greater than be a great basketball player as Kobe Bryant was and then die tragically. I don't like the idea of just honoring somebody because of how they passed away and maybe a little bit because of how they lived. He's not, I mean, Kobe Bryant's one of the greatest, but you could never make a case that he was the greatest of all time. I just don't see that being logical. Yeah.
Then you could never retire anybody's number, because if it was about Jackie Robinson and breaking the color barrier, then you'll never see another player like that, because...
Well, Clemente. They've talked about that for Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, Wiggy's saying if that's the only reason why you're going to retire a number unilaterally in a sport, that you're never going to have that opportunity again.
There should be four numbers retired then. Four numbers. Jackie Robinson in baseball. I believe Willie O'Ree in hockey.
Willie O'Ree, the Bruins.
Right. He was the first black NHL player. Whoever the first black basketball player was. And then whoever the first black football player was. If you're really going to say because they broke the color barrier, then that's what you have to do, right?
And if you're going to say that's the only reason
that somebody's number should be retired,
why a sport would retire a number unilaterally,
right?
Then that's it. Hello, hey Paul. Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
You know, they say in times of tragedy, a person's character is tested, and Wiggy is really inspiring to hear his side of the reality of what he says is. Some people are bitter and they say negative things because even in death, they can't control themselves. I just want to say personally, like many people, this is a planet, not a country, a planet that was inspired by him. He was also in a new era, a digital media era, where everybody knew him. So the love is widespread. And them poor angels at 180 miles an hour didn't even know what hit them. There was no suffering. I promise you, they're in a different place, playing basketball and carrying on, because when you're that good of a person and your light shines, that lights up a planet, it doesn't just get snuffed out by stupid human activity. And I promise you that the character of Kobe, that people are just starting to learn about, what he did at UConn, what he did for women's USA basketball, what he did behind the scenes that no one talked about because he believed in not bragging about his charity. That's what you call making your living. But he made a life, and everyone's life was made better, and that's eternal life. You don't die. It just changes state. You know, we're broken up now, but look forward to better days, and his girls and his family will carry on what he started.
Huh. I mean, I think maybe it's hard from the Boston perspective to understand that global impact, because I just didn't, believe me, I've experienced it over the last 48 hours. I mean, there are people who are devastated by this. Mm-hmm. And it's a really sad story. I mean, I think as a father, you know, that's what's saddest to me, is that he has a 7-month-old child who's never gonna know their father.
Right.
And that he, you know, he and his 13-year-old daughter, you know, were there together going through that. I mean, that to me, but I think it's hard maybe for Boston fans, because we hated the Lakers,
but
to have really appreciated the... Because I just don't... It might be because I'm a boomer that I don't relate to the impact that he had on a generation.
Well, and
that he really had a major impact on a generation.
Right, and that's what... When you talk about Jackie Robinson, right? It's about whether or not you have a major impact on a generation, the impact that you have globally, not just in the U.S., but are you able to have an impact all over the world, right? You think about it. We talked to the one kid who was from Haiti and never even met Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant touched his life. You know, Luka Doncic, who's arguably one of the best players in the NBA, he was inspired by Kobe Bryant. And so you start to see that his reach was so much further than a lot of basketball players. You know, I can't say that for every guy. There's a handful of guys that you might be able to say. I don't know how many guys growing up in, let's say, 1970 in Yugoslavia were going, Bill Russell's the reason why I want to play basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Because they probably didn't even know about him.
Yeah, here's Doncic talking about that yesterday.
It was a lot, man. You know, him and LeBron, you know, for me were the guys that I played basketball. You know, I was look up to them, and that's why I got motivated by for playing basketball. You know, just really hard.
Yeah. Just think about it. Kobe is probably the most popular player in China, and that's a country that has how many, you know, billions of people?
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, Stiz just put up on the Greg Hill Show Twitter account a poll: should the NBA retire Kobe's jersey number? Only a couple hundred votes in, but overwhelming no right now. 71% no.
71% say no.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people don't know the touch that he had on basketball.
I think you need to rephrase that.
Or the impact that he had on basketball.
It's okay if he says, you know what he means, Danielle.
You know what he means? I'm just trying to avoid the flood of texts that we got after the first time he said it this morning when he did his lead at 6 a.m.
It's okay.
Well, their minds are in the gutter, Greg.
Why is that?
The impact that he had on not just the NBA, but and male basketball, but the female game.
WNBA. Yeah, college.
Just, right. Yeah. And so if he, you know, doesn't tragically pass away, think about what he might be able to do for the WNBA, for women's basketball, because of the fact that, you know, he had a daughter that was so entrenched in it. Who knows the impact he might have had on women's basketball?
Very interesting. Wiggy says that the NBA should retire Kobe's number 24. I mean, they did announce yesterday they're going to speed up the Hall of Fame process, right? I think he's eligible this year. And
yeah, I think he's eligible.
That'll likely happen in August. So that is certainly, I think, deserved. And we got to find out what is trending. Or not, Ken.
My trending bet is not working, so I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right.
No music?
Don't do it.
What a dull trending.
There you go. It's freestyle. Do it off.
Freestyle trending. Well, here, you want an update on the real estate of Tom Brady?
Sure.
Here's Mike Giardi. He says, for those of you who follow real estate, Tom Brady and his family are currently holed up in Manhattan. Super G and the kids took up the space before the season ended, and Tom joined them after. The house in Brooklyn remains unsold.
Huh.
Now, he doesn't say flat out there is no house in Connecticut,
right.
But it's interesting.
Oh, but what an idiot you were for reporting that he had moved.
So is he is confirming my report that Tom Brady had left the home in Brookline?
Correct. He is gone.
Well, are we going to get an apology from the national media everyone else?
Never mind. What about Tom E. Curran?
What does that mean? He left.
He left. Like
he moved out.
He left.
So it's completely empty.
My source told me that when... I don't want to reveal. You go to jail. You're supposed to protect your sources and go to jail for them.
I think you
but
could.
Should my source be somebody who happens to travel to that home in Brookline?
There you go. Thank
my
you.
My source told me that they're not around.
That source would know if their stuff is
correct.
In the home.
So there's
correct.
Nothing in the home.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Correct.
The staging right. company came in.
All right. Huh? One half of the greatest scoop in the history of Boston sports media has been confirmed.
Well, and Matt Light supported your Clint. Cleaned out the sweep theory yesterday.
Well, Light did bring that up. I don't know where he got that from. I don't know. I don't know where he...
Interesting.
He's probably not a big internet news guy.
By the way, this Trending Now is brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Now, we had Boomer on last hour. Brought to you by DCU and Vertex. It'll be up soon at WEI.com. Here was Wiggy asked Boomer about the market value of Brady, and here's what Boom said.
And I think that if you gave him somewhere around $30 million a year, that would be fair due to their age, due to how much they've already made. And it would also allow the teams some flexibility then to go and get some other players to help them. And that's one thing I think that Tom needs more than Drew. Drew has enough offensive players around him.
By the way, Fitzy's on the record. He would not pay him more than $25 million a year. So even though Fitzy wants to pander to everybody on social media that he wants Brady back, if it goes to $30 million, he says not worth the money.
Well, that's going to be a Kraft call, though. That's not Belichick's not going to want to pay him $30 million either. I mean, look at you know, Boomer pointed out the ad, the 13.5 mm-hmm. and you get to 40, you know,
right,
43.
But I don't think Boomer knew. I don't think Boomer knew that if he did a 2-year deal, you could cut that in half.
Yeah.
So that's how you would, you know, they would do a 2-year deal. They wouldn't just give him $30 million. But then you're saying if Fitzy believes that he's not worth $25 million, then is somebody going to pay him $40 million? As Boomer said, there might be a team out there that
will pay him $40 million. It's your Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Glazer dropped this on the Cowherd Show yesterday.
Chargers moved on from Phillip Rivers. Brady has a choice where he's going to want to go.
And the Chargers are in the game looking for a QB. That is official. Joe Montana, though, advising Brady not to leave New England. He said that to Michael Silver. That interview is going to air Sunday. Do not leave if you don't have to, was the quote from Joe Montana. Red Sox will reportedly not hire a manager this week, per MLB.com's Mark Feinsand. They are in the thick of the interview process. DH could be coming for the National League as soon as 2021, per Jim Bowden. Celtics and the Heat tonight, 7:30 tip. And we've got Volan coming up next. He can defend himself for putting Brady fourth among free agent quarterbacks. Live from Miami on the Greg Hill Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. When I step on the scene, y'all know me. 'Cause I walk with a limp like an old school pimp or a real OG. I'm rocking bang.
Momentarily, we will go to Miami and talk to Ben Trollin' Volan about the Super Bowl. But I believe during the break, Wiggy was suggesting to me that Dennis Rodman ought to have his number retired by the NBA.
Is that what you
because he because he brought Kim Jong Un and our president?
Well, he was able to get them. Imagine Dennis Rodman. You think about that. As crazy as this man was able to get those two men to have a conversation.
Can you just stop?
But I didn't say his number should be retired. But think about it.
You said global impact. You said Dennis Rodman has had gigantic global impact on our geopolitical system.
He got him to sit down. He got Trump and Kim Jong-un to sit down. Imagine that.
That was the reason. Here's Derek. Hello, Derek. Oh, it's Derek the Steelers fan, by the way. Hello, Derek.
Well, good news for Kenny. He doesn't have to work on Dumbest of the Day for tomorrow. just about got nailed right there. That, you know, the gross overreaction in our society continues with people like Wiggins who want to, like, you know, the guy died. It was horrible, tragic. He'll go down as a legend. But, you know, guys like Jackie Robinson and you know, and the diehards like out in, you know, Quincy Hill Dog and Ball River who want Lombardi Trophy to be switched to the, you know, genius. People like that, like, wake up. These people were pioneers, okay? They built what you think Kobe had to struggle to get what he got? He did not. Did he?
No.
You said he's done.
That's a different era. I mean, what are you? You're comparing a guy who grew up in a different era. Just because a person didn't grow up during the civil rights movement.
You're the one who wants to like immortalize.
No. You and everybody else keep bringing up Jackie Robinson because of what he. What he had to deal with in the civil rights movement. And so if that's the case, then there should only be four numbers that should be retired in all sports. Willie O'Ree
and you're the one making it a racing. I'm telling you that.
No,
that want to change trophies.
Hold on.
I think it comes up because
let's stop this because I'm not making it a race thing. Everybody else brought up Jackie Robinson. No, but what he was
able
to do.
That's the only precedent that there is to look at.
So why don't you bring up Wayne Gretzky? Because you brought up Wayne Gretzky.
He's not. That number's not officially.
I think it is. I think it actually is. Yeah.
Is it official?
But the point is, okay. These guys were
It's about
pioneers.
The impact, Derek, is what I'm saying.
These guys, there was
it doesn't matter what color you are. It's about the impact that you have on people's lives.
It was an industry long before Kobe. So give me a break.
But it doesn't matter how long before it is. It doesn't matter when somebody did it during the civil rights movement or somebody did it, you know, in 2020.
It's about what he did.
No, we're talking about the impact that he had on people's lives.
Done, what if, okay.
The so impact.
Please. All right. People that have their names on things, Bud, and unilaterally are, you know, let the Lakers take care of him. Let his Mamba, you know, organization take care of him. Okay? The whole country doesn't need to stop and have a, you know, flags at half mast and don't go to work today.
But nobody's arguing that. Nobody's arguing that. Nobody's arguing that. No, that's
the rule. You want no one to wear this kid's number ever again.
Right, but I'm saying the impact that he had. No, it's not an overreaction. The impact that he had in sports, the same way it was if somebody worked at a job and or a career, and their impact was so big in that career, you want to somehow symbolize this person and what would be.
But what separates him from any of his counterparts? Nowadays,
because LeBron
has 19 organizations and foundations,
right? But if
everybody has it,
but if you if you look at, but if the thing that separates people are the impact that they have on their respective sport that they play or whatever career or job that they have, when you look at it, not everybody is on that level of a Kobe Bryant. I'll put LeBron up there. LeBron has had a huge impact on the game of basketball.
So we're going to retire his number. No one can ever, you know, wear that jersey number again.
Well,
when he goes,
who knows what's going to happen? The same way with Jordan's number. There are just certain people, and it's not a big table that are just.
This is why there's 9 million people in these Hall of Fames nowadays. Is because of the overreaction in this country to build people up or to tear them down. It's the same thing.
No, but you when know, you're at the point,
people want to cancel people for their mistakes, and they also want to, like, immortalize people. How about, like, you know, go easy, everybody. Let things play out, okay? I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, Kobe's impact is no greater than what LeBron's will be or what Shaq. Look at the guy like Shaq. Go look at what that guy does, okay? So, please. There's plenty of people doing plenty of good things.
Man, I think some of it may be.
People don't get it, man.
Is it the romanticism of dying young?
No, is that part of it, right?
Is that what's affecting people?
Anytime somebody loses their life and they're at that iconic status, right? That's part of it. I mean, no matter what it is that they do, whether it's an actor, a celebrity, I don't care what it is. When you're at a certain level of iconic status and you pass away, people now say, okay, how do we immortalize this guy?
Yeah.
And everybody goes back to Jackie Robinson. What Jackie Robinson did was amazing. But that was the time and the era that he was living in. Not everybody can live in the civil rights movement. So now you have to look at, okay, what was he doing in his time, in his era? Because if you're going to base it off of Jackie Robinson, then, like I said, you should only immortalize four people. Willie O'Ree should be the guy in hockey. It shouldn't be Gretzky's number up there. It should be number 22. If you really want to go that route, but you start to look at the impact of what Gretzky meant to hockey.
And
he is retired officially league-wide.
Okay.
2000, they did that, yeah.
Can you cover that on the skate pod?
Yeah, we'll
cover it.
All right. More on this, I'm sure. Right now, though, we got to go to Miami.
One question. Do I feel lucky? Trolling, bowling. Keep those hot takes flowing. Never really knowing which way the wind is blowing. He's trolling, trolling, bowling. Trolling, trolling, bowling. Go ahead. Make my day.
Joining us from the Super Bowl on the morning after Super Bowl media night, it is Ben Volen of the Globe. Good morning, Ben.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to join the conversation this morning.
Where do you stand on the retirement of Kobe's number 24, by the way, before we get into what is going on down there?
Yeah, by the entire league, I was just listening to you guys passionately go back and forth. Kobe's death is very tragic and sad, but I mean, there are a lot of, you know, ex-NBA players who probably die too young and die tragically. And Kobe's impact was pretty strictly, you know, in the basketball realm. It's not like he was, you know, had a lot of extraordinary, you know, social impact away from the court, more so than other big-time stars. I mean, incredibly sad and, you know, be like this, but I mean, it's basically the equivalent of Tom Brady. It's their Tom Brady that passed tragically like this. So I think if that happened to us, we have this conversation and wonder if the NFL should retire number 12 across the board. But to me, it should be reserved for someone who makes a social impact, not just a sports impact like a Jackie Robinson.
I think you're probably right about that.
Yeah, well, a social impact can also be kids getting into basketball and not living the life of street life because of a specific basketball player.
Sure.
That's a social impact.
Yeah.
That's probably what he did in a lot of kids' lives. Kept them out of the streets, kept them out of gangs.
And
kept
them into basketball.
Right. So, yeah. But we tend to blind to that fact.
Well, Ben, you were there last night. I thought it was somewhat interesting that Jimmy Garoppolo confirmed that Tom Brady had sent a good luck, congratulations text message. So the two of them are, they don't hate each other at least, or, mm-hmm. or Jimmy hasn't blocked him or anything like that on the iPhone. So that's good news, right?
Yeah, they've always been boys. I mean, Garoppolo.
Ben, your phone sucks. Your phone sounds like Edelman.
He's on Edelman's
phone. Where are you?
Right.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my apartment with Wi-Fi.
Oh, I don't know. All right. So anyway, yeah.
I
so
know he had an apartment in right. AO.
Hmm? Yes. Well, wow. It's not his. I think it's the apartment that he's using for the Super Bowl. Okay. I'm sure that's on the Globe budget or whatever.
It's
I don't
a flop house wing.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah, do you guys have me now?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Jimmy and Brady and Jacoby Brissett still have a group text going from. You know, they spent one season together in 2016, and they're all still very tight, and they go to the Kentucky Derby together. So I think the reports back when Jimmy was with the Patriots, the reports of him and Brady having friction was overblown, and I think the reports that Brady was Jimmy's mentor was also overblown. I don't know if Brady was really extending an arm and trying to teach Jimmy, you know, how to take his job. But I do think they were friends, and Garoppolo absorbed a ton. He was like a sponge. Around Brady and same with Brissett. So I think all the reports on both sides were maybe a little bit exaggerated, and yeah, they still remain friends to this day.
Being that we're a day or two into the Super Bowl week hype, how big of a topic is the where Tom Brady ends up discussion down there, or is it not one?
Well, it got asked a lot last night, but I think it was because there were a bunch of Boston people there. I don't know if people outside of Boston really care too much, but, you know, the question kept popping up because I'm here and you know, the Globe has two people here and the Herald has two people and Tom Curran and Phil Perry are here. And, you know, there's just a lot of Boston media. And, you know, so you see, like Jimmy Garoppolo was saying, well, I'm as intrigued as everyone else. You had Danny Amendola last week saying it would look be weird for Tom Brady to not be in a Patriots uniform. You know, one of my goals this week is basically just get as many takes as possible from every Michael Irvin and every, you know, talking head who comes around. And the general consensus, even I think Joe Montana said this to NFL Network the other day, everyone, not one person says, yeah, you know, you should go out and test it, and, you know, go be free and go play for another team. Every single person that I've seen says, yeah, if you want to win, you know, life would be a lot easier for you if you stayed in New England and didn't go to another team. So, common sense all points that way. But the one thing none of us can quantify is just if it's so bad in New England that Brady just so desperately wants out and, you know, just wants a new challenge. That's what no one really knows. And I don't think it's gotten to that level, but that is kind of the big unknown right now.
When Boomer was on this morning at 7, he said that he thinks the number for Tom here is $30 million. Would you agree with that? And is there room cap-wise? Is Belichick inclined to, at this point, to give Tom Brady $30 million?
Per season?
Yes. That wasn't over 12 years.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see, you know, maybe it's like $30 million guaranteed over 2 years. I don't think $30 million per season is somewhere the Patriots are going to go. That's pretty much at the top of the quarterback market, not the very top of it, but top five. And I don't think that's where Tom Brady is right now. He's 43 years old and coming off one of his worst seasons. And that would be a significant pay increase from last year. If it were just a 1 year, you know, straight $30 million, that no, it would not be feasible because you got to add in the $13.5 million of dead money. So you'd have a cap number of like $43 million. I still think they're going to sign him to a 2 year deal and everyone's going to celebrate it and say, oh, they're giving Tom Brady 2 years. He's going to play till he's 45. But it's really going to be more about cap maneuvering and trying to push as much money into the future and, you know, make his number this year more palatable. So I think he's more in the $20 to $25 million range. A lot of it will be how it's structured. I'm sure it'll be a big bonus so they can push money, you know, back into next year and the year after that, maybe. But, you know, like a straight $30 million a year, that seems, honestly, it seems a little high for Brady for where he is in his career at this point.
Speaking of the free agent market for quarterbacks, you have Tom Brady ranked fourth when it comes to those that are out there.
I retweeted a guy's ranking, and I said I have to agree with it because you have to factor in age, and you have to factor in what his market's going to be. And I don't think Brady, if he gets out to open free agency, is going to have a ton of offers. I think there might be one or two teams that are willing to invest in Brady for a year or two, the teams we've all mentioned, the Chargers, maybe the Raiders. But I don't see a lot of teams willing to, you know, remake their team and to, you know, drop their plans or redo their scheme for Tom Brady. And like Dak Prescott, you have to take into account that he's 26 years old and Ryan Tannehill only 31 years old. And even Drew Brees, I mean, that I think if he wanted to be a free agent, I think he might get more offers at this point than Tom Brady would. I still think Brady's the best option for the Patriots, mm-hmm. and they should bring him back and he should go back. But if we're just talking about in a vacuum and, you know, true free agency, yeah, I think Brady's probably the ranked fourth right now.
You think there's only a couple of teams that are interested in Tom Brady?
Yeah. I mean, how many teams? Because most teams, look, they want to invest in their young guy, like the Giants. They just, you know, invested a number six draft pick in Daniel Jones. They're not going to toss him aside and scrap their plans just so they could bring in Tom Brady. And, you know, like the Miami Dolphins, everyone says, well, they've got all these ex-Patriots coaches. They love Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they want to draft a young kid, and they want to develop him. The Titans, everyone's looking at the Titans. I think they love Ryan Tannehill, and they would have to completely scrap their scheme and change it to something totally different to accommodate Tom Brady. And it's like, you just came off the AFC Championship game. Why would you do that for a 43-year-old quarterback when you could just bring back Tannehill and try to run it back?
So, Ben, if that's the case, I think the Chargers are off the table because generally they're a cheap organization and they're not going to pay Brady $30-35 million. I mean, depending on what team would give him $30-35 million a season over 2 years when he's only going to potentially give you 2 years, maybe only give you one.
Well, you're right in the sense that the Chargers are a cheap team. Now, the wild card is that they're opening that stadium, and they really need to create some buzz, so maybe the owner can dig deep there. But, I mean, Wiggy, I don't think any team's giving Tom Brady $30 to $35 million. And I don't think money is the deciding factor for Brady. I think it's commitment. I think he wants years. He wants, you know, two solid years, you know, three solid years, whatever it is. He wants more than just 1 year. And, honestly, I think a lot of this is just posturing so he can get a good deal with the Patriots. I really still have a hard time seeing him go elsewhere. But, yeah, there aren't too many teams that probably are going to commit to a guy that old. And I think the Patriots are banking on that, and that Tom Brady will eventually come back and say, okay, guys, what do you want to do? Let's just get it done. So, you know, the Chargers I still think are likely, and especially if this report is true that they've completely moved on from Phillip Rivers. Well, now it makes some sense. I mean, I still think the Chargers would probably rather, you know, draft a kid and play him and develop him. But, you know, the needing to sell tickets, that's a team that it wouldn't surprise me that if they made a play for Brady. And, you know, obviously the Raiders are the other one, too. But I just don't see a ton of teams that are going to be willing to go out and give Tom Brady whatever he wants.
Ben, can you find out if Tom Brady sent Patrick Mahomes a congratulations and good luck text?
That will be my number one Woodward and Bernstein mission for this week.
And I don't think
knowing Mahomes, I'm sure Brady sent him a bottle of ketchup or something.
Right, and Ben, I don't think the Raiders are a realistic opportunity because that means they would have to then find somebody to trade for Derek Carr, and he's got a pretty high cap number. So you'd have to find.
No, I think he's making like $19 million next year, which for a starting quarterback is actually pretty reasonable. If Brady goes to the Raiders, why not do a one-for-one swap? Why not get Derek Carr over to the Patriots?
I'd rather have Brady than Derek Carr. I mean, when you look at Derek Carr and you sit here and you think about it, if that $13 million is, if they are going with that, then you're talking about next year Derek Carr's, his cap hit is $21 million in 2020, and you add $13 million on top of that, so... I mean, now you're looking at a $34 million Derek Carr quarterback. Do you want that?
I agree. It's not ideal. And by far, the best option for the Patriots is to bring Brady back and to give him 2 years to smooth out that cap hit. But there are options, and look, cap money is overrated, and you can always make moves to fit guys in. And what really matters is the cash. You know, cash is much more important to Robert Kraft and the Patriots than the cap stuff. And Derek Carr and Cam Newton, too. I think Carr and Newton are both around $19 million next year, and Dalton might be $17. And if you trade for them, you can probably rework their contract. So those, like, mid-level veteran guys, if you are moving on from Tom Brady, there are some options out there.
Has Mahomes' annoying girlfriend landed down there yet?
I didn't see her last night. There were a few bombshells at the media night, most of them from Mexico, I think. But I did not see Mahomes' girlfriend.
Well, be careful down there. I mean, you
just
know,
reporting on all, the weather. That's all
work.
Doing.
It should be all work, Ben. I don't want no funny business down there. All right.
Well, there's nothing fun to do in Miami, so I don't know what I'm going to be able to do.
Stay away from KODs, man.
What's the Globe expense account? Like, what's your per diem down there? Can you get bottle service, or what is it limited? Or what, the unlimited money, or what's the deal?
Well, I mean, I work for a newspaper, and we all know that industry is thriving. So, you know, just, yeah, whatever it is, turn in your receipts. We'll, you know, or don't even have to turn in receipts. Just, you know, no fuss, no muss, whatever it is, Ben. You know, you are the NFL writer, you know,
yeah,
carrying this paper on my back here. So,
do you have to take the bus down there, or did they spring for a plane trip?
Yeah, the Greyhound through Columbia, South Carolina. It was, oh, man, it was brutal.
They gave him two tickets for drinks.
Who do you like Sunday, Ben?
This is a tough one, but I think I'm leaning towards the Chiefs. I think people are really underrating their defense. They completely, you know, after that loss to the Patriots last year, they fired their coach. They completely changed schemes. They traded away D Ford. They brought in all these guys, Frank Clark, and, you know, the first half of the season, they struggled a little bit, but the second half of the season, they were on fire. And I think from week 12 on, they were number one in the NFL in points allowed. And so I think, honestly, the Chiefs' defense is, you know, people aren't talking enough about it. You know, Tyrann Mathieu's an unbelievable player. And Mahomes in that offense, you can slow them down a little bit, but you can't stop them. So I think I'm going for the Chiefs in this one, and maybe by a touchdown.
Is the media down there buzzing about Girardi confirming one half of my Tom Brady scoop, or is nobody mentioning it?
So there's a paper boy on the street going, extra, extra. They're printing out.
I mean, you guys can
special
deny
editions of the Miami Herald.
You can poo-poo it all you want, but, you know, it's a big deal now that one of the accredited journalists comes out and essentially backs up exactly one half of what I was saying.
That their Bradys are no longer living in Brookline?
Yes.
No, that's big. You're the scoop master, man.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Could you please mention it to Tom E. Curran when you see him lounging poolside later on today?
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
But Tom E. Curran might be half right, too, because I believe you said they're living in Connecticut.
I said that they had I'm going to have to. Can we go back to the tape?
We'll
go back to the tape at some point. But, yes, I said that they had moved out of the Brookline home.
Bought a place in
confirmed,
Connecticut.
And that they had purchased the place in Greenwich. And I stand by the fact that they have purchased the Greenwich place. I believe that it's under some LLC or something like that, but it's going
just like the Brookline house.
Are there any moving trucks?
They go under cover of darkness.
I don't have any information on any of that. All right, Ben. Well, listen, enjoy yourself down there. It's kind of depressing that the Patriots aren't in it, but but you know what? It's not as much stress. I think you don't feel as much stress for Sunday.
You won't have jet lag this week.
Yeah. So enjoy yourself, and maybe we'll check in with you toward the end of the week.
All righty. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. There you have Trollin' Volin from the Boston Globe, and we'll be right back.
Those tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I'm very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with, thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars. Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What would it say to you if the Brady family had already moved in and were living in the purchased home in Greenwich, Connecticut?
In Greenwich.
Would that say anything to you?
It would say maybe two things to me. That he just wants to live in Connecticut. And the other is, I thought that deal fell through, or there was a report out there.
There was a report that appears to have been erroneous. Let's be clear. Mike Giardi confirming my report that the Brady family has moved on from the Brookline home. Now, he says in his tweet that they are living in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's not what you said.
I said they were in Greenwich. A 401 texter wants to know why I keep pronouncing the W in Greenwich.
Just so you'll text
it's
in about
it. It's just to annoy many of you. That's the reason.
And what an idiot.
Isn't that the way you would sound it out?
Yes, that is the way you would sound it out, yes.
The but W is silent.
It is pronounced
but if you, Greenwich. If you're not from around here, somebody drove past that sign, they wouldn't say Greenwich.
Here's a 781 text asking if Greg is aware that The Economist confirmed the second part of his report about the Greenwich home, and I'm not aware of that.
They had a piece about 3 weeks ago.
Is that a simple Google search, as our mayor said, may reveal the information here, Danielle?
Yes. By the way, the piece in The Economist was why so many of America's financial elite have left Greenwich.
Oh.
Higher state taxes and hedge funds' fading fortunes have taken their toll. But then I think it's behind a paywall, but they go on to mention the
Brady Greenwich
house.
Is now too expensive for the hedge fund people? Wow. That's
what a world.
That is a first world problem
really
right there.
Is.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
You're always best not to sit back and Google it.
But what's the house thing? The house means nothing.
You're right.
Why are we looking into it? At all.
Now, Philip Rivers sold his house in San Diego, L.A., and moved to Florida, so that means something.
Isn't that the genesis for the Chargers moving on from Philip Rivers, essentially, when it comes to those reports?
I think they're both intertwined.
Yeah.
Actually, La Canfora has been reporting the Chargers and Brady connection for quite a while. I wonder if Tom has been at the very front of this for many, many months. Wouldn't it make sense if he was going to go there? This would have been in the planning for quite some time, at least the possibility of it.
I think it's also possible that when it comes to Giselle, she just wants to live near New York City, and they have the apartment in Manhattan,
right? But apartment,
but
Giselle Bundchen.
Yes, it's like a one bedroom with a half a bath.
It's a 400 square foot studio for $6 million.
Yeah, it's one of those studios where you open the door and it's in the kitchen. Like it bumps into the...
And the bed comes out of the wall?
Murphy bed. Like when Kramer was doing his dishes in the shower on Seinfeld.
Yeah, they got the Murphy bed. But isn't it possible that because she wants to live in proximity to Manhattan, that Greenwich is the ideal place to be?
Of course it is. It doesn't have to look at the big... One of the biggest things here is the school system.
Correct.
The school system for them is going to be extremely important because of the two kids. For Vivian and Ben and Jackson, New York.
Can't they get a school system anywhere? Because they got so much money, their kids are not going to regular school. They're going to a private school.
Yeah, but you want to be in the upper echelon of the private schools.
There is nowhere that provides the education that Greenwich Public Day School does, Wiggy.
Well, it's a public school.
No, but they just call it that. It's not.
It's not really public.
It's only public if your daddy is a hedge fund guy.
Well, there are plenty of private schools probably all over the country that are very good when you're spending that type of bread. So I don't think when you think about I think it's more about them saying, here's where we want to be for the next 20 years.
Correct.
That's what it's
about.
There are also
people that are into real estate deals. I mean, they built the whole place that Dr. Dre bought and lived in it for like, I don't know, a year. I think they like building houses. They like redoing houses.
That's the case, then get a show on HGTV.
Well, they probably could.
You'll be fine.
Flipping Brady.
Ordway's on his 10th house.
But I think we're looking too much into the house situation because we know Giselle likes the New York area. She wants to be close to New York. So whether it's Connecticut or New Jersey, take your pick.
Yeah. Did you already credit me in that report, Ken?
Did not. No credit at all.
Great.
It was kind of, I mean, for those of you who follow the real estate, is how he started the tweet. I mean, it's condescending right out the go.
Oh, it's directed at me, bro.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
At me, bro.
These people, I mean.
At me.
They just don't want to allow me into their club, Ken. No. They have a longstanding club, and they don't want me in it. This is John. Good morning, John.
Hey, morning, guys. Just a real quick point to back up Danielle. Jim McMahon, Steve Young, Tiki Barber's son, and a whole host of great quarterbacks have come out of the number one public or private high school in Connecticut, and that's Greenwich High School, the best passing offense. I don't know if Brady's kids have the aptitude. I assume he's got them throwing. But, I mean, where else would you want your kid to be as a quarterback than the best passing offense high school, public or private, in the state or in the region?
Yeah. Wiggy's going to move down there now. He's trying to get scholarships.
My kid doesn't play quarterback, so it does no good, man. Well, then it might help out if they have that good of quarterbacks they can throw him the football line.
I mean, you've sent his huddle to every single coach on the staff at every college.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. He's
still badgering Herm Edwards.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the recruiting process is.
100% Wiggs.
You got to knock on every door.
Listen, I expect him to follow in his old man's footsteps and make it to the show. I expect that he's going to do that.
He's way ahead of my footsteps. I was in East Boston High at his age, so I mean, believe me. I was in the best public school in all of Massachusetts.
Hello, Jack.
We can tell.
Hey, Jack.
Greg,
what's up?
Greg, you dope.
What?
Greenwich has epically terrible public schools. That's why everyone goes to Greenwich Day School.
Yes.
And
I didn't say any. I said that as a part of my early report, I can't remember if I mentioned that they had been, that the kids had been rejected by two schools?
Yes.
Yes. I believe that when I was debriefed, that was a part of the discussion.
They've already been rejected by two schools?
Yes. Because
nobody cares about Tom Brady.
Now, where are we getting this from? Who reported this one?
His source.
Well, I did.
Oh, you reported that they've been rejected by... Wow,
I never heard that.
Where are you reporting this?
Yeah,
that's the first time I heard that.
I think I said that.
It wasn't in the context of the original real estate conversation, but you did bring it up subsequently.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you a
journalist or not? I mean, just throw stuff around. I mean, no wonder Giardi's confused.
Very irresponsible. Very irresponsible. You're like TMZ Sports.
I know. I mean,
very irresponsible.
Can you put it in print? I mean, voice to text something?
I mean, these people want me suspended for sharing some information on an entertainment program.
I don't think they realize how much more Wiggy and Fitzy they get if you get suspended. I mean, maybe even Mutt.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Well, a lot more Wiggy is a good thing, Danielle.
Is it?
I don't know about the other two.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like when you gouge yourself on lobster mac and cheese. There comes a point where you just want to vomit.
There's never a point. I mean, at least that's what the streets are saying.
Oh, the streets.
Oh, yeah, when the streets talk, you listen.
Oh, yeah, it's like E.F. Hutton.
Yeah.
Here's a texter who's upset that I never told the news story of the guy who was getting back at his girlfriend because she wouldn't leave him alone, what he did to her car.
Yeah.
Because Wiggy started talking about retiring number 24. And
that was 3 hours ago.
People want to know what happened.
There's a guy in Florida whose girlfriend wouldn't leave him alone, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And so he decided to get a front end loader.
Yep.
And fill the entire vehicle up with dirt.
Dirt. Yep. He had her meet him like adjacent to a landscaping place. Yeah. So he comes over with the front end loader.
That's suspicious, by the way.
Is it right?
I mean, if the boyfriend says, meet me at a landscaping place, and he's not a land scraper,
that's an issue.
Yeah.
So his girlfriend shows up in a 2010 Cadillac that I think was owned by her father. The girlfriend refused to answer a question when they were talking. He allegedly covered the car in dirt, which then came in through the moonroof and filled the vehicle. It also caused scratches to the top, the hood, and the trunk. The dirt also filled up the air vents, the center console, and the space inside the doors where the power windows would go down. About $8,000 in damages. He did admit to the dirt incident, Dirtgate, but he stated that he was just trying to get his girlfriend to leave him alone. So, that's, yeah.
Is she going to leave him alone?
Of course not.
That's a guy who needs to recharge his batteries.
Correct. I mean, it's perfect timing, though, that the sunroof was open.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
The Chris Curtis battery level is currently at 45%.
Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
Please put back on charger.
He's been gone for almost a full week. Is he having a facelift or, like, what is he? Like,
is there anything more you can lift?
Is he having
extra skin surgery?
Yeah, he's having a skin surgery.
come back with a different face or?
We can only hope.
When you lose all that weight, you get that skinny. You got a lot of extra skin.
Oh.
Yeah. So
it's
like
the skin lift thing or whatever.
It's like taking skin off a boneless, off a chicken.
They do the belt, the waistline thing. He'll be hiding it under his thong.
You know, Wiggy can relate almost anything to a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Right. Is that because it's on your mind all the time?
No, I haven't had a Popeye's chicken sandwich in a while.
Well, I had one the other day. Yeah,
could
so
go
good.
For one, though.
That's because you're keeping yourself to your 2,000.
I am on my 2,500 calorie.
Oh, 2,500 a day.
Yes.
How are you doing on that?
Doing good. Yeah. I got my Lose It app where I put everything
in. Oh, you put your macros in?
I put my cows in.
You're doing like the food journal thing on the app?
And I jump on my Peloton every night for about 30 minutes.
I don't have
a television on it, but, you know, I put the iPad over there.
Let me recommend that. Are you handy in the kitchen?
No.
Okay. Because you know what I did the other day? I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or
Can't
not.
Can't wait to find out.
I made myself a little homemade hummus.
Because
it's a healthy snack.
Did you use tahini?
I did.
Very nice.
I found tahini in the Star Market.
Yeah.
And then I got the chickpeas.
Yeah. Organic.
Grabbed, of course, they were free range chickpeas.
Nice. Cage free. Yeah.
And then I got the garlic. Yeah.
EVOO.
Little olive oil. It's so simple.
Do the emulsion. You got the food processor.
Of course, you have to use a food processor.
Look at you, Mr. I mean, How easy is that?
Like, you might think that when you're buying these things at the store that they're hard to make. It's simple to make this stuff.
I don't know who you think you are now, but let me remind you about the years that you brought in pre-cut melon from the supermarket because you were too lazy to cut it yourself. Now you're talking about making hummus?
It's because he's the host of Extra Sauce.
That's correct.
So he's got to make sure that he can not only talk about the food, but also make it.
Extra hummus.
My new weekend restaurant bar show, which is called Extra Sauce, debuts in a couple weeks.
And you like the free plug for
Saturday
you.
Saturday at 9. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've already had our first guest on the program.
Excellent.
I won't reveal who he is, but he's a former New England Patriot who likes to dip bread in sauce.
Oh,
ooh, who doesn't like
to
dip bread
And by
in
the
sauce?
Way, during the interview, he informed me of a sauce that is his favorite that I had never heard of.
Well, hold on a second.
Yes.
You had not heard of a sauce. How is that even possible?
You're going to have to hear it when it airs.
I am confused.
All right. We need to find out what is... Oh, we don't need to find out what is trending.
Well, we do soon, but
we will find out what is trending. But right now, we got to take a break.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.